You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which comes to you from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig inviting you to stay with us, trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you today. Brother Ralph Craig is opening the musical part of our service, singing for us, Let Me Lose My Life.
Many years I long for rest, perfect peace within my breast, and I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Then one day while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, take the cross and follow me to Calvary. Oh, how hard it was to die, and all self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee. Now the blood has been applied, through His power I'm sanctified, and the Savior gives me constant victory. Yes, He took away my sin, washed and made me pure within. Oh, I lost my life, but found it, Lord, in Thee. Let me lose my life and find it, Lord, in Thee. May all self be slain, my friend, see only Thee. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find it, Lord, in Thee.
Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Lord, to be our Redeemer. We're thankful that He reached down into that horrible pit and lifted us up out of the miry clay, set our feet upon a rock, establishing our going. And we're thankful that we have the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. We're trusting that wherever our service is reaching, the Holy Spirit will be there to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let me stand on the hills and the mountains that were built by the hand of the Lord. Let the winds that He prepared take my voice everywhere with the truth of the Lord's own word.
Our thoughts that are entitled Walk in Newness of Life. And our text of scripture is Romans chapter 6 and verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. There are two ways that the family of man is living today. Jesus spoke of them as one being the broad road, which many people are traveling, and the narrow way that leads to life eternal. However, there's only one that I would really like to emphasize or to speak of on our service today. The Bible informs us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin is a controlling force in the life of a sinner. One scripture speaks about how Satan being their master, and that they do Satan's bidding. So a sinner is under the control and force of sinful ways, sinful activities. He is a slave to sin, as a matter of fact, and is held in a prison house. The heart, Jeremiah the prophet said, 17 and 9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? The sinner must die to sin to be made alive in Christ. Jesus died and rose again to make it possible for the sinner to obtain this experience. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5:17. It is indeed a wonderful blessing, a wonderful privilege to be a new creation in God. The old life is gone, and we are living and a life of victory over sin, wickedness, and evil. Shall we continue in sin? Paul asked. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Romans 6 and 2. Joining a church does not mean that you are dead to sin. Being baptized in water of itself does not mean that you are dead to sin. Yes, water baptism is a type of our dying and being buried, and when we're brought back up out of the water, a type of our resurrection. But I say water baptism alone does not give us this new life that we're talking about today. It takes the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on that cross, I say, rose again the third day to make it possible for us to be resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. So having died to sin and resurrected to life in Christ, we are to walk in newness of life. Yes, there is a definite change that comes about when we are resurrected from the dead state of sin to life in Christ. It's a new life. It's a different life altogether. The new life is a life of holiness. Now I realize there are those in the religious world that are strongly opposed to the doctrine of holiness. But if you'll read your Bible, you'll find out the scriptures tell us, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Follow peace with all men, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So the new life, the newness of life, and the new life that we have in Christ is a life of holiness, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. So we read in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. Holiness is declared to be a way for the people of God to walk. We read in the 35th chapter of the book of Isaiah about a way, and highways shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but the redeemed shall walk there. That's Isaiah 35, 8 and 9. And please note, Isaiah the prophet said, the unclean are not on the highway of holiness. And of course, he's using the word unclean there to mean the unsaved, those who are living in sin, obeying Satan, doing Satan's bidding. They shall not walk there. It takes this born-again experience to take you off of that way that leads to destruction and puts you on this way, the highway of holiness. And the straight and narrow way and the highway of holiness are synonymous. They are one and the same. God's people are commanded to be holy. As he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of living. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Now these verses of Scripture are to be obeyed, they are to be believed, and they are to be obeyed, because the Word of God was given to man to live by. Man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy. For I am, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Romans 6 and 19. Again, let me repeat 1 Peter 15 and 16. As he which hath called you is holy, So be ye holy in all manner of living, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. We should be holy and without blame before Him in love, according to Ephesians 1 and 4. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. That's Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. And Paul goes on in verse 2 to say, Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So if we're going to live a holy life, we must present ourselves a living sacrifice unto God, that He would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. That's Luke chapter 1, verses 74 and 75. I mentioned earlier about sin being a prison. We read in the book of Isaiah 61, and then we also read in Luke where Jesus read that scripture from Isaiah 61 about Him coming to set the captives free, to open the prison house, and to set the captive free. Jesus also said that He came to set the captive free, and He that the Son maketh free is free indeed. Free from what? Free from sin, and translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. You're on a different highway, and you're on that narrow way that leads to life eternal. God's people are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. So we read in Psalm 29 and 2, And holiness is the only preparation for heaven. So again, God's people are to worship Him in the beauty of holiness. And Jesus, speaking to the woman there at the well, the Samaritan woman, He told her, You don't know what you worship, but they that worship the Father must worship Him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And that's the only kind of worship that God will really accept. And again, holiness is the only preparation for heaven. For without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Now, the kind of holiness obtainable in this life, let's consider this thought for a moment. God's holiness, for whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards, or illegitimate, and not sons. Furthermore, we have had our fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure. But He for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. That's Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 and through 10. So God chastens us because He loves us, and He chastens us to enable us to live holiness. But He, for our profit, that we might be partakers of His holiness. Now perfect holiness, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, and that goes back to the 6th chapter of 2 Corinthians, where the Bible says, if we come out from among them and follow the Lord, He'll be a father unto us, and we shall be His sons and daughters, if we separate ourselves from all that is sinful and wrong. So Paul said, having therefore these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Now it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all of our sins. But here Paul speaks of some things that we must cleanse ourselves of. There are sinful habits that people have, tobacco, alcohol, other things that we might mention. We are to cleanse ourselves. We are to get rid of those things. We are to get them out of our life. And again, it is the blood that cleanses us from all sin, but there is a cleansing that we must do, not only of the flesh, but of the spirit. Yes, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Let me just simply say, anything that the Word of God forbids for the flesh can be called filthiness of the flesh. And anything that the Word of God forbids for the spirit can also be called filthiness of the spirit. And we are to cleanse ourselves from both. Now, practical holiness, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Romans chapter 6 and verse 22. Now that verse speaks of a marvelous reward for being a child of God, doing the will of God, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Yes, there is an end coming to our physical life. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. But if we have lived according to the Scriptures, if we have walked that highway of holiness, we'll hear the Master say, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And those on the right-hand side shall go away into everlasting life. There are not only rewards in this present world for living a righteous life, but there is certainly a reward in the world to come for living a righteous and a godly life. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Psalm 93:5. And the house of the Lord is none other than the church of the living God. The Apostle Paul tells us that in his letter to Timothy, that he wrote to Timothy, giving him instructions that he might know how to behave himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God. So the psalmist said, thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And he's talking about those who are members of God's church. So the house of God is the church of God, and all her members are redeemed and triumph over sin. They are walking in newness of life. Father, bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this In Jesus' name, amen.
It is a song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed. Problems are all and vanished away.
We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We trust that it has proven to be a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. That's www.wayoftruth.org. Remember that we have a number of our Way of Truth magazines there in our archive, along with the present issue, of course, and you may read them by going to our webpage. We also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you'd like to hear one over, or if you've missed one, we have a number of broadcasts there in our archive. Our mail, our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. We also invite you to be with us, if possible, in our services. Our Sunday morning service begins 20 minutes before 11, and our evening service begins at 6. And our midweek service, Wednesday evening at 7. And now this is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to be with us next week for another Way of Truth broadcast.
Tell me the story of Jesus.